All right.
We were talking real quick about, you know, the NCAA needing money.
Yeah, they do.
I just threw this out there because, you know, every year the Packers have to release their financial records because it's, you know, it's a publicly.
Are you an owner of the Packers?
My dad is. We bought my dad one of those stock shares, you know.
You technically are.
Well, I'm not. But my dad is.
Well, when he kicks.
He ain't going to me.
What?
I'm not certain that I'm the favorable one in that will.
What?
But so that because the only way we get a glimpse of what the NFL is making is through the Packers. And so this does not include ticket sales. This does not include local sponsorships, anything. This is just the money that is distributed from the NFL to each team. And that we get to know. And so
only because of the Packers,
because the NFL cooks their books. Every owner's like, oh, you know, it's times are tough and I need you to build me a stadium or whatever. The Green Bay Packers were divvied up from the NFL just one blank check for $432 million last year.
Wow.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Pretty good. Just saying. And then whatever local revenue you make and everything on top of that, that's all too. But the next time an NFL owner is like, well, you know, money's tight and it's tough. The Brown family with the Bengals, or when Jerry's like, I don't want to spend money in bad investment. Before you make anything on your own, the NFL gives you a check for $432 million and is like, here you go. Just for existing.
Popular league. People
so,
watching.
Yeah. So NCAA is hurting for money. Who's not hurting for money is the NFL.
Not a baseball. I was watching Miz last night, mm-hmm. mow down some Mariners.
Yeah.
And he only pitched into the fourth.
Yeah.
But that
lost
dude.
One nothing last night?
Who?
The
yeah,
Birds.
Yeah, I actually didn't even see who won the game.
I think the Mariners won 1-0 on a Cal Raleigh home run, if I'm not mistaken.
I was watching the Miz. That's all I cared about. It was 0-0.
Yeah.
And once they pulled him, I was like, oh, this game sucks. I'm out.
You're done.
We'll go watch a real game.
Yeah, it was 1-0.
So Miz, that dude, he's amazing. If you haven't seen him.
He's electric.
He really is. I don't know if he's better than Paul Skeens, but I will say this. Paul Skeens is the guy we all talk about as the young hotshot.
Yeah.
Miz is more must-see TV than Paul Skeens.
Yeah, so he threw 3 2/3. He gave up 3 hits. He walked 1 and struck out 7.
Yeah, he is awesome.
Yeah.
His name is, I think it's Jason Mizorowski.
No, Jacob. It is Jacob.
Jacob Mizorowski.
Big, AKA tall. The Polish Punisher.
Yeah, he's a big, tall, lanky kid.
Yeah.
And his arm is probably going to fall off any day.
He throws
103 miles per hour.
It is so violent. It looks like such an unnatural motion.
So Skeens is great.
Yeah.
And probably the better of the two. But he came along a little sooner.
Sure.
But, so it's hard to say who's better, but Skeens is awesome to watch, but Miz is more fun to watch.
Yeah,
I would say.
Well, he's
nobody's really talking about that.
I would say right now it's more dynamic. And by the way, Skeens plays in an absolute wasteland in Pittsburgh.
I know.
Milwaukee, I think, is tied. Right, I think Milwaukee.
They're good.
I think they had won 11 in a row before the Mariners beat them yesterday, and then the Brewers got them today. So I think they've won like 11 of 12. And I believe they're tied for the best record in baseball, and we're still not paying attention to them.
Yeah, it's true. That's part of why Skeens isn't much talk right now, is because the Pirates suck. I mean, he's pitching well.
Yeah, so Skeens.
But he's like 4-10.
So Skeens is 5-8.
5-8.
With a 1.91 ERA.
What's Miz?
The Miz is 4-1 with a 2.45 ERA.
Okay.
And he has 40 strikeouts in just a handful of it. I mean, he's. And they're not really pitching him deep into games. Like you said, they pulled him after less than 4 innings.
Listen, if you haven't seen him pitch yet, dude,
he is
the most exciting pitcher that I can think of since...
Well, since it's Skeens. I mean, Skeens came up with the same sort of thing.
I know, but I don't think he's that exciting to watch. He's fun to watch, but I'm talking about just like,
who came on the scene with like an electric
Randy
debut.
Johnson was this way.
Well, like, I'll tell you what. Before he got hurt, when he was at his peak, Jacob DeGrom
a couple years ago.
Lincecum.
When he wasn't getting hurt, was stupid fun to watch.
Yeah. So this guy, and so I bring this up because I was wanting to power rank.
Mm-hmm.
The must-see up-and-coming athletes of the last 5 years.
Okay.
Okay.
And by the way, to be fair, after only pitching in, I think, 4 or 5 games, they did give Miz an all-star.
Yeah, he was, and he was great there too.
And the Phillies were pissed.
Oh yeah.
I think Miz makes the list over Skeens.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Because he does on my list.
He does on your list, but Skeens was a much bigger deal because we had seen Skeens and he had the Livy Dunn thing. And
I'm ranking this based off of must see.
Okay. Well, I'll say this.
To Skeens did have more buzz than
to the general public. Definitely. The Polish Punisher is still largely a who. And Paul Skeens was not. When Paul Skeens arrived, it was like, dude,
I agree with
pay
that.
Attention to this person.
You had just seen him in the College World Series with LSU.
No, I agree with all that.
Had that coming up into Washington.
What I'm saying is, if you woke up from a coma, and I said, you need to see these five athletes that I guarantee you when you went into a coma you had not seen or heard of before.
Okay.
Okay?
Talk to me.
Must see. I'm putting Miz in before Skeens.
I understand. I would not say that, but I get it.
I would have Wimbanyama in there. Because that would just blow your mind.
Yeah.
I would have Caitlin Clark in there.
Mm-hmm. Ohtani has to be in my list.
But he's not up and coming, though. I didn't think about him, but
you said 5 years?
Well, no. Yeah, I think of the last 5 years. I'm thinking of athletes that weren't on the radar and popped. They're either younger or newer.
I'm just saying, man.
Ohtani's been around for a while now.
I know. It's like, what, his seventh, eighth year? But still, like, I don't care. The fact that he is a Cy Young level pitcher and a multiple time MVP, Shohei Ohtani. In fact, if you had to say, and I know he's only pitching a handful of innings right now, but if you had to tell me right now in the world of sport and I could watch one thing, I would want to watch a game where Ohtani is pitching and hitting.
Sports is
and Ohtani starting outing to me right now. If he's, you know, if they're going to let him go 5-6 innings, I think that's the best buck that I, the best bang for my buck right now in sports.
We've got Cooper Flagg.
Mm-hmm. But can I submit Ant Edwards?
That's a good one. Yeah, Ant Edwards is a really good one.
If you hadn't seen him pre-2000, before he got drafted, I mean, he just
2020.
Talking about, yeah, 2020, excuse me. Just the electricity that you're talking about with the Miz, like he has that when he elevates.
Yeah, he's pretty fun. You're right. Must see like that. He is
like just from an entertainment value standpoint.
The one guy I can't speak to, but everybody's raving about this. The soccer kid, the Yamal kid.
Oh yeah,
Lamine Yamal. Yeah,
I
know nothing.
No,
I also can't really comment on Connor Bedard.
Oh,
the hockey kid.
Nah.
Is he not on the?
Well, he's Connor Bedard is really good, but unfortunately, we've seen a couple hockey players in the last 10 years. That had this kind of hype that were much better, one being Connor McDavid and the other one being Nathan MacKinnon. So Bedard has been good, but he isn't like, he isn't like, oh my God, you have to see what he's doing.
My list would also include Carlos Alcaraz. He's amazing.
Yeah.
A couple of other people texting in, Jaden Daniels, Jeremiah Smith.
Yeah, the receiver out of Ohio State. Yeah, Jaden Daniels. Jaden Daniels had an unbelievable rookie season, but I don't know. I've seen plenty of quarterback play
that much more electric than the next guy, too, I don't think. I mean, he's really good.
I mean, no offense, but I'd rather watch, and I know he's not up and coming, but I'd rather watch Lamar Jackson run around than I would Jaden Daniels. So if you're saying must see, is he doing something different than other players in the league? No, Josh Allen plays the same style of game and plays it much better. I just don't think what he's doing is unique to where it would stand out. I would not put him in that. I would not put him in that mix. And someone saying Mahomes, but again, that's not five years ago.
Yeah, not up and coming.
But
well established.
I mean, he's the best player in football, and it's not. I mean, that guy stamped his flag a long time ago as the best in the business. I was trying to think if there was anyone else that like. Like any other fringe guy that I'd be like, oh my God, you have to.
Angel Reese.
Watching those me bounds. Well, I mean, some people would say, you know, Caitlin Clark at this point is hype.
And, well, I had her on my list.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, you got to see her. If you haven't seen her,
yeah,
she's definitely in the top five.
I would think so. I think she's right now the biggest star in basketball. And I'm not saying women's basketball. I think she's the biggest star in basketball. When's the last time you saw an athlete, and you can argue whether or not she's good or deserves it. I don't care. When's the last time you saw an athlete that got games moved? They play in 35 to 4,500 seat arenas, and then Caitlin Clark comes to town, and they move games to NBA arenas, and they sell them out. I'm sorry, there's just nothing. I can't recall a female athlete doing that. I mean, this is Serena Williams type stuff. And you can say whether, you know, and everyone hates her, and Casey Plum and Angel Reese, and I don't care. But what she has done for the elevation of that league is silly. Did you see the All-Star game numbers?
Oh, yeah.
So ESPN, which, again, they're just, their refusal to admit the Caitlin Clark effect is adorable because they don't want it to be about one person. So they said that the All-Star game rating was up like 158%. They're like, oh my God, up 158%. No, it wasn't. They put it like in little fine print. It was up 158% from 2 years ago when Caitlin Clark was a senior at Iowa. It was down 30-something percent from last year when Caitlin Clark played in it. And this year she wasn't.
Yeah, she coached in it this year.
She went, think about that. Caitlin Clark not being in the All-Star game to being in the All-Star game.
Caitlin Clark is white.
Is damn near 160% increase. And the moment she's gone, it chops it by a third. Mm. That's Tiger. The last athlete I saw to do this was Tiger Woods. Because when Tiger played in a golf tournament, when he was like winning the Masters, all of a sudden golf was like, oh my God, people are watching. Lance Armstrong did this for cycling. No one gave two Fs about the Tour de France. But when Lance was in it, we cared. I would say in my that I can think of off the top of my head, Lance, Tiger, and Caitlin Clark have the three biggest effects on their sports that I can recall. A singular entity dragging along an entire sport. There's never been anything like it that I can remember in my little world.
All right, up next, gentlemen and ladies, all you Bella listeners still holding on, waiting for us to play Maroon 5 or something. It's not going to happen, but...
Maybe we could come back with some... I mean, we played a lot of Ozzy yesterday. Maybe we balance it out with some...
Yeah, I mean, it's the least we could do, play some Bella music for the people. Yeah. Do you think there's anybody out there that is like, God, when are they going to... They sure do talk a lot on Bella now.
What do we think the number one song on Bella was?
Oh.
I can find it.
Like a Taylor Swift?
Let's look at adult contemporary female hits.
Probably Chapel Roan. Well, did they play Chapel Roan on that station?
Probably.
Probably.
Probably that.
Okay.
Give me some Chapel Roan.
Hey, she's good.
Yeah, she is good.
Yeah, she's talented.
The Mariners traded Julio? Next on The Fan.